What does it take to emerge from childhood trauma with your spirit intact? Five remarkable individuals faced unimaginable monsters in their early years, yet found their way back to wholeness through the sacred space of therapy. These aren't just stories of survival, they're masterclasses in human resilience, showing how our deepest wounds often become the source of our greatest strengths. The therapeutic journey reveals itself not as a linear path, but as a winding road through darkness toward light. Each person's story illuminates different aspects of trauma and healing, yet all share a common thread: the extraordinary capacity of the human spirit to rebuild after devastation. Their journeys remind us that healing is possible even from the most profound injuries, though it requires courage few of us can imagine. What's particularly striking is how these individuals found guidance in unexpected places. A fictional colonel from MASH, a lonely piano, cultural traditions, or a compassionate therapist who recognized their heroism. Their stories challenge us to reconsider what we think we know about trauma, resilience, and the remarkable adaptability of the human mind. Laura entered therapy with impenetrable walls, her analytical approach to human connection revealing someone who observed life rather than lived it. Her childhood was defined by premature responsibility, managing household finances, preparing meals, and supporting siblings, while her alcoholic father drifted in and out, and her depressed mother remained emotionally absent. In the absence of reliable parental figures, Laura found guidance in an unlikely source, Colonel Potter from MASH, mentally rehearsing how this fictional character would handle challenges. This creative adaptation demonstrated her instinctive search for role models when conventional ones were absent. Her breakthrough emerged through a powerful dream of a papier-mâché cat representing her father, beautiful but hollow, crumbling at her touch. This metaphor helped her recognize the toxic relationships she had mistaken for love, finally allowing her to access buried anger and begin healing. Peter Cheng's therapy began with impotence, but this physical symptom unveiled deeper psychological trauma. His childhood was spent literally imprisoned in his family's restaurant attic, with only a piano and makeshift toilet for company. Heartbreakingly, Peter learned about loneliness not through human contact, but by watching The Incredible Hulk on TV. When finally allowed to attend school, his social isolation reinforced his sense of unworthiness. Watching Harlow's monkey attachment films during therapy proved transformative. These studies of maternal deprivation mirrored his experiences, helping him understand his trauma through the imagery of infant monkeys clinging to cloth mothers. Through therapy, Peter discovered his mother's history of addiction and abandonment across generations. This insight helped him see her not as a monster, but as someone repeating patterns from her own unhealed trauma. Danny, a Cree man from northern Manitoba, faced challenges that traditional psychotherapy struggled to address. His story reflected the broader trauma of Indigenous peoples, rooted in centuries of displacement and cultural disruption. His childhood trauma began when government officials forcibly removed him to a residential school, a moment made more traumatic by his family's inability to understand English. This separation represented an incomprehensible punishment for both child and family. At the residential school, Danny endured the systematic erasure of his native identity. His forced use of English created a language barrier with his family during visits home. Meanwhile, government policies undermined Indigenous ways of life, leading to widespread community despair. Danny's healing emerged through reconnecting with his cultural practices. Through traditional ceremonies like smudging and a transformative moose hunting experience, he found what conventional therapy couldn't provide, a path to both personal and cultural restoration, marked by the return of his genuine smile. Alana embodied a striking contrast: exceptional professional success masking deep-seated trauma. Her childhood under her father, Art, obsessed with Ted Bundy, created psychological wounds that fractured her sense of self. Therapy revealed multiple distinct personalities. Each evolved as a survival response to trauma. These weren't simple coping mechanisms, but fully formed aspects of self, serving different protective roles, managing rage, preserving innocence, and ensuring daily survival. This fragmentation demonstrated the mind's remarkable ability to protect itself through psychological compartmentalization. Alana's determination to survive stemmed primarily from her protective instinct toward her younger sister. Despite enduring unbearable circumstances, her sense of responsibility prevented her from choosing escape through suicide, reflecting profound moral courage. The therapeutic journey revealed complex layers in Alana's self-concept. Her intelligence and beauty initially caused internal conflict due to their association with her father. An IQ test proved transformative, helping her reclaim these attributes as uniquely hers, independent of her father's influence. Madeline Arlington's relationship with her emotionally absent father, Richard, reflected generational trauma. His upbringing under a domineering mother left him unable to provide the emotional connection and validation his daughter desperately sought. Despite building a multi-million-dollar consulting firm, Madeline's achievements masked deep-seated unworthiness. Her perfectionism manifested in grueling work weeks and obsessive attention to detail, both a shield and a cage built from her need to prove her worth. Her severe fear of flying, triggered by her mother calling her a monster during a childhood flight, forced her to restructure her business around ground travel. This single word became emblematic of her internalized self-criticism and shame. The turning point came when Madeline realized her mother's inability to love her reflected intergenerational trauma rather than her own unworthiness. This understanding helped her begin dismantling the emotional barriers she'd built for protection. These five extraordinary journeys illuminate the hero's path through personal darkness, where courage leads not just to survival, but to profound wisdom. Each person confronted seemingly insurmountable trauma with remarkable resilience, demonstrating that vulnerability serves as the essential gateway to healing. Perhaps the most powerful lesson is that healing rarely follows a predictable path, nor does it ever reach a definitive endpoint. These individuals didn't emerge from therapy magically fixed, but equipped with greater self-awareness, compassion, and practical tools for continuing their journey. Some weeks brought breakthrough insights, while others saw them wrestling with old patterns. This realistic portrayal of healing as an ongoing process rather than a destination offers hope precisely because it acknowledges the complexity of human recovery. The therapeutic relationship emerges as a powerful catalyst, a sacred space where trust can gradually replace fear, where buried truths can surface without judgment, and where new narratives can be written. Through this connection, each person discovered not just survival mechanisms, but the possibility of profound transformation. Their courage demonstrates how personal healing ripples outward, illuminating the path for others who struggle with similar wounds. Aren't we all, in some way, learning to face our own monsters?